wrinkles, spots. What really matters when you look in the mirror? Your reflection or your heart? Grab your coffee and your Bible and join me for Awake My Soul this morning as we discover what really matters most in this world. When did that get there? You know, the more I look in the mirror these days, the more wrinkles and spots and signs of aging I see. And you know, I guess it's a natural thing to really focus more on the lines and the blemishes than it is to really remember the stories and the laughter and the years of being outside and playing in the sun with family and friends that caused them. But as I stare into the mirror, I think, will others think that I'm looking too old? What sort of cream should I be using? And goodness, I mean, what will my husband see when he looks at me? This is not the woman that he married. So should I do something more drastic? If I just pulled a little here, or if this was just a little firmer there, would it make me look 5 or 10 years younger? The eyes that stare back at me are the same, but the person that I see in the mirror doesn't look like the young girl that I once was. And of course, if I asked my husband what he thought, I mean, you know what he would say. Yolanda, you're beautiful. You look just as wonderful, if not more wonderful, than the day that we met. And if I pointed out those wrinkles and those spots, he would remind me that it's just part of aging in this world. That really, none of that really even matters. And that what matters most is his love for me and my love for him. Can I read you just a few verses this morning? It's out of the book of Philippians, chapter 1, it's verses 9 and 11. It says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and the praise of God." So what was Paul saying here in verses 9 through 11? He says, grow in knowledge and understanding, and then your love will overflow. And through it, you'll learn what really matters. What really matters? I mean, have you ever really asked yourself that question? I mean, when Paul is talking here and he tells the believers in Philippi that he wants them to understand what really matters, see, he's not talking about their striving. It's not about the way that they look, the amount of money that they have. It's not about the office or the position that they hold. It's not about their popularity. What really matters is one thing: Jesus. It's not the clothes that we wear. It's not the amount of money in our bank account, the approval of other moms or women in elite circles. It's not about our car. It's not about our shoes. It's not about the awards that we can win at work. It's really not about the wrinkles and those age spots. Listen, this life is about Jesus alone. Isn't that such a wonderful thought? I mean, we're just getting started this morning. If you have just a few more minutes to stay and chat, I would love to share more with you from these verses. I want to send you a couple of questions to kind of help you spend a little more time with the Savior this morning and reflect on the things that we've been talking about. You can scan the QR code or you can text the number on your screen so you can sign up to receive this extra little resource. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I hope you'll enjoy your day.